Blog Talk Radio.
Close to me, baby.
since I'm talking with you. So,
what a way to start the day.
So how are you? How's everything?
Everything has been a whirlwind lately. In the best humanly way possible, everything has been amazing. It has just been nuts in my house. So I went out of town for business. My husband has been in and out of town for business. My son started school. And my two-year-old has just decided I can't walk out of the room without her. So we've just been a very busy little family lately.
That's great. So we know who the boss is, the two-year-old.
Oh, gosh, yes. And she's busy. Ooh. She's adorable because she is bossy.
Ah, that is great. And speaking of fall and fun things in fall, Christmas not far away, so I know both kids are getting ready for Santa.
Oh, yes. Yes. My son keeps talking about these games that he wants or this and that. I say, okay, well, we'll see.
That's great. Just things going good. Things are going good on my end, too. And exciting things have been going on with slumber parties also, huh?
Yes, ma'am. Every aspect has something new going on. So
wow.
I know that you said you hadn't had a chance to look at the website. Don't worry about it. The new products are not even live yet. The only people who have them are the women who went to the national training event.
And that's what we want to hear about, what you can tell us about the national training event, career opportunities, and also the new products, and also your top products.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we went to Dallas for national training this year. It switches from location to location every year. But this year it was in Dallas, so that was incredibly convenient because we could all just hop in the car and drive for a couple hours and be there. But, Beth, I tell you what, I have never seen an event of this size with this much going on that was free. Our trainings are 100% free. The only thing that we have to pay for is our hotel and our food. That's
wow,
it.
Wow, that's cool. I should have signed up so I could have attended the training seminar with you.
Yes, Ms. Beth, I keep telling you.
How many ladies from your team attended?
Let's see, two off of my immediate downline, and then there were probably about 17 or 18 of us from my downline and my upline included. So there was
cool.
A nice little group of us.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was absolutely one of the most incredible weekends that I've ever had. Now, remind you, this is only the second time I've ever been away from my children. So
the first time
when I went to training, I cried. I cried on the plane and I, you know, oh, gosh, my babies. I got home, and they were like, oh, hi, Mom. So this time, I was like, okay, love you, babies, bye. And, you know, it was fine. So it's still a learning curve for me. I'm not used to it. But we got there.
That's the pleasure of working for yourself, right? You get an opportunity to spend so much time with your family and still do what you like to do and earn money and help others and also make your customers so happy.
Absolutely. I have some of the happiest clients on earth, and that is good news to me. That is good news to me. I've worked in other industries, and I've worked in restaurants, I've worked in insurance, I've worked as a receptionist, and, you know, not that you're constantly going to be stuck with unhappy people, but I dealt with far more unhappy customers and clients, you know, over in other industries than I have ever seen in my 2 years in business. doing summer parties.
Wow. Well, I'm on the website now, and I advise listeners to check out the website also. So, and your Facebook page is one of, I promise you, in the top 10 of the 5,000 friends that I have, you're definitely in like the top 10 or top 5 of like fighting Facebook pages.
I Yay!
Mean, your party, it's literally a party, an online party, and the enthusiasm that the ladies that book parties and host parties, your hostesses, have just amazes me. I know whenever I visit your page, there's excitement going on.
I try, and if there's not, I make a post that says, Benoit balls are available.
I seen that last night, and last night you had an amazing comment. But I'm checking out your booking. I'm looking at the book. Tell us about the Ultimate Ladies Night, because some listeners probably want to know more about. Well, what? You know, maybe they missed out on our other conversations and just want to know more about the Ultimate Ladies Night Out and how to become a intimate advisor like you. I don't think we really go into detail, and there are probably women who would love to be able to learn more and do things, because it seems like it's very, very fun. Have a fun career making money and making others happy at the same time.
Absolutely. It's probably one of the most rewarding things I've ever done other than raise my family. So from a party aspect, because that's where most of my team builds from, is from women who come to parties. So if you've never been to a party, first of all, either call me or let's find you a consultant in your area, because you need to go. There's so much fun. But I genuinely want you to think of the best ladies' night you've ever had. Okay, so there are no men, no kids involved with this. They can't even be in the vicinity. They can't be in the house. They can't be in the next room. Nothing. They have to leave. Okay, this is just for the ladies. This is just for enhancing relationships and having a good time with your girlfriend. So, you know, let's say, Beth, if you were to host a party, I would come to your house, and mm-hmm. I would bring all of my goodies with me. Okay, so I do a fun presentation.
Uh-huh.
It takes maybe an hour, hour and a half, just depending on the group of girls. And then after that, everyone can come into my shopping room. We set up a shopping room within my hostess's house. It's usually like a bedroom or like a den that has a door. But shopping is 100% confidential. So that's where the magic actually happens. So these women are having a great time at the party. You know, I make a lot of jokes. There's a lot of fun that goes along with it. There's a ton of education that I put in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all incredibly professionally done. So I have a lot of women, I call them party virgins. And I always ask at the beginning, okay, who's a party virgin? Who's never been to a party like this? And you see them, they kind of timidly raise their hand, you know, because they're worried. A lot of women show up to my parties and they're worried. They just don't know what to expect.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, because this is something new, you know. I mean, this is fairly new. Now, Summer Parties has been in business for 20 years in January. Okay, we'll be celebrating our 20th anniversary. But this is still fairly new to a lot of women. And so, you know, they're very timid at first. And I try to make a safe, fun environment. I let them know, listen, I'm not gonna be invading your personal bubble. Okay, if you don't want to try something, you don't have to try it, because my clients get to try everything. Okay, now, toys, obviously not. They get to do a vibe handshake where they get to feel, you know, they get to hold the toy and they get to feel, you know, what all the functions are doing. But, you know, I think they have this idea that I'm going to be making raunchy jokes all night long and trying to grind on them, and that is just not what I do.
That's
not what I do, so... Parties are fun and they're easygoing, and parties are free, by the way. So my hostess doesn't have to do anything. You know, parties are typically what's the word I'm looking for, Beth? They're difficult to plan. They're frustrating. What am I trying to say?
Wow.
I'm still drinking my coffee.
They're very detailed.
They're what?
They're detailed.
Yes, parties have a lot of details, and they're frustrating for people. So, you know, I try to make it as easy as I can for my hostess. I do the invitations for her. The parties are free. And she actually gets free goodies in return for me. So it's like I'm paying her in free product.
Yes, and I see where hostesses never pay full price for anything.
Absolutely. And that, when I say that, I mean forever. My
wow.
hostess can call me, my very first party hostess, which, well, she doesn't count. She's my sister. my very first hostesses from 2 years ago, they could call me today and say, hey, you know, I wanted to place an order. And I would say, okay, you get 10% off. Plain and simple. Done. They always get a discount. Because that is just my way of saying thank you for helping me build my business. You know, and it's a nice little perk for them. They get to host a party. They went through all the trouble of hosting a party. I feel like they should be rewarded for life. I'm big on lifetime membership.
Yes, that is amazing.
So if you see on the booking specials, which actually I need to go in and update it. I'm glad you said that. My hostess always gets a free shopping spree. Okay, now that is company-wide. Any consultant that you find, you will earn a free shopping spree. And it's based on what your friends purchase. So when I have girls that say, well, does it cost anything? No, it doesn't cost you anything. But, yes, it is a shopping party. So that's the only obstacle that I ever find is that you have to actually help people understand that they are going to shop.
Yes.
But once you get there and they see it, they're pulling out their credit card saying, okay, I have a limit of this on this one and this on this one, and, it, you know,
exactly.
It's fine. These are the one type of parties that men will push their women out the door with their credit card in hand, or women will spend their entire paycheck. And it's true, because it is truly beneficial for them. Their sexual health, their relationships, these are things that women will always spend money on. They will stop spending as much money on makeup or jewelry or their hair products, you know, or going to the salon every other week or what have you. They will stop spending money on those things. But they will not stop spending money on their sexual health, having better orgasms, and enhancing their relationship.
Exactly.
That is just the one thing. I mean, it's practically recession-proof. So,
wow.
You know, parties are incredibly fun, and I love the fact that we do confidential ordering. Because it really does help the women who have never been to a party and they're worried, they're nervous, or if they just don't want everybody knowing what they purchase, they don't have to. They don't have to worry about it. They come in a room one-on-one with me. They can ask me anything that they want. And that's, like I said, that's where the magic happens, because that's where most of my clients will say, okay, look, this has been an issue for me. This is something...
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I was just saying, and you're very comfortable to talk with and very knowledgeable on your products. You know your stuff.
Thank you. No, I really do try, and I feel that's incredibly important. Because, you know, it's not that these women are sharing their secrets with me. I have clients that tell me things, and they have never even spoken to their gynecologist about it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, if I feel that it's an actual medical issue, I will tell them, look, you need to go speak with your doctor. You know, but for the most part, right. But for the most part, it's something that's easy. It's something that's a fix that they wouldn't even think about, because they've never talked with anybody about it.
It is the opposite. Probably happens a lot also. Some probably think they are going through a medical condition, and then once they speak with you, they're thinking, oh, I should be doing this. I thought it was a medical problem.
Exactly.
You know?
Some women think that there is genuinely something wrong with them, and there's not. You know, there's usually not. It's usually a quick fix or understanding something better. You know, that's a big thing. People just don't understand certain things. You know, the romance has been gone out of a relationship for a couple of years, and a client will come to me and she'll just say, I just can't get aroused. It just doesn't work. I'm not even interested. Well, you kind of have to train your body to get back into it. You know, you have to get back in the swing of things, you know, even if it takes an outside factor, and I do not mean another person outside factor. I mean read an erotic literature book. You know, read something that stimulates you. Talk with your partner. Really bring back foreplay. Put on a piece of lingerie. Like, all of these little things women never even think about, and then they do it, and they're like, oh, yes, the roommate wasn't dead.
Yeah, because I love your status from last night when you mentioned about putting wear lingerie. And your reaction, you know, that your man knows what time it is when you put your lingerie on, you know.
It's no joke. Yeah. My favorite thing, I have women all the time at parties say, oh, I don't want to buy lingerie. It just comes off in 5 minutes. Girl, you are doing it wrong. You are doing it wrong. Now, if you wear lingerie every single night, yeah, I could understand where sometimes it might, you know, come flying off a little faster, but most people do not wear lingerie every single night. That's sort of a special thing, you know, it's something that you actually sort of have to think out. You know, it's not just on the fly, hey, let me go slip into this. That's a movie scene. That's not real life. You know, so these women who come to my parties, I'm like, no, you hit his hand. You make him stop. Because that is part of lingerie. That is, you know, that's part of the package deal, is that they get to look at something pretty, and either they are going to take their time unwrapping it, which is the foreplay for you, or it's just something to really let them know, hey, this is what I want tonight.
Exactly. The pleasure of taking it off.
Exactly. If you are going to take the entire piece off, at least give it, you know, a while to stay on. That's what I have, like a 20-minute rule. I'm like, no. I put it on. It's slightly uncomfortable at times, depending what piece it is. You know, it looks pretty. Leave it there. I like it. So, you know, just all sorts of things. And I think that's actually kind of funny, going with your topic for today. Do men and women, like, actually really understand each other?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it, because I want to know what your thoughts.
Well, see, and my first reaction is to kind of giggle and say, no, of course they don't. In actuality, the more that I speak with women, and the more that I speak, you know, well, not necessarily to their partners, some of them, but, you know, about them and this and that, it's not so much that they don't understand each other. It's just simply that they're not communicating. And you know that I talk about that all the time, because that's a big hitter for me. But
every time you've been a guest on the show, that's really what we've been talking about, getting on the same line of communication.
Yep.
And I will continue to say it.
Yeah, and I will continue to say it, because I truly believe that that is one of the number one hindrances in a relationship, and it's also one of the number one boosters, is the only word that's coming to mind.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I see. You know, when I talk to my clients, it's sort of like, okay, we haven't talked to your partner about this yet, have we? No. Okay. So, you know, it really does seem to boil down to communication, because quite honestly, people who are choosing to be in a relationship, unless one of them is just seriously a big jerk face and doesn't care about the other person, which you don't want to be in that relationship anyway, but unless that's what's happening, most people are willing to say, okay, what is it that you really want? So I don't think it's a matter of men not understanding women or women not understanding men. It's just a matter of not communicating properly.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Yeah.
So.
But the more we communicate properly, then the better we understand one another.
Right. So, which is funny, because that can actually bring us into one of our new products that we got.
Okay.
When we, you like my transitions here?
Yes, and I would like to know how one can become a consultant also. But what product? Let me go ahead and head to shop online section.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead and click on that. Although I warned you, the new products are not out yet. They come out October 1st. And by October 1st, I probably mean by midnight. October 1st going into the 2nd, our technical support team is amazing, and they work their little tails off. Oh, those poor things. I would never want their job. I would never want their job. Because what, part of what our company does is that they actually support every consultant's website. Every consultant's website is exactly the same except for, you know, the little things that we can change, like our own personal bios or, you know, what our specials are. But everything else on that website is the same company-wide, and they're the ones that go through and make sure everything is working properly. So they have a heck of a job. I would never want it. I would never want to deal with that much technical. So look for the new stuff on October 1st. And if you're friends with me on Facebook, trust me, I will be making an announcement so everybody can run and look, because obviously not everybody's able to make it to a party before then.
Wow.
So.
But they most definitely get an email or new. If they sign up on your website, they most definitely would get your newsletter and email, and the website is just so awesome.
Yes, the website is amazing. They really have done such a good job on that, maintaining it. You know, and just the presentation of it, I think it's beautiful. I think it's a beautiful website they've created. And I feel like it's user-friendly. You know, I think they've done a really good job with it. So we introduced a little over $900 worth of new products this year.
Okay.
Now, some of that are the same products that we already have, just in different flavors or scents.
Okay.
Which are really, really fun. I'm very excited about some of the new scents and flavors. Just Like Me lubricant, which is probably one of my number one selling products, it used to come in watermelon, sweet pear, or unflavored. Well, now it comes in unflavored, which is great for anybody who's particularly sensitive. But it now also comes in razzmatazz and strawberry shortcake.
Wow.
How fun is that?
I know,
so,
it sounds awesome.
Yes, and I'm super excited about those two because, you know, watermelon and sweet pear, we had them for a while. It was getting old. So now I'm really excited about these new flavors. We have a couple of new scents in certain things. And we do have some actual new products. We have some really fun party favors. Beth, it's called Captain Pecker. It is a 6-foot inflatable penis.
Okay,
it's
now what section is that under? I see gray meets red. I can
yes.
Enhanced romance. Oh, which category is that under?
I think they're actually going to create a new category because we had so many new party favors, and
whoa.
I think it's going to be under. I think it's going to actually be under party favors and novelties.
Oh, okay.
So. Yeah, because that's one of the new ones. You won't see it yet, but it's hilarious.
Okay.
It's a 6-foot inflatable penis.
Wait, hold on. Back up.
Yes.
What did you just say?
A 6-foot inflatable penis. It's so funny.
Oh,
it stands up like a little punching bag. And
These
women are just cracking up over it. You know, I just have it sitting out on my table. I don't really demo it per se, but they see it. And they all want one because some of them, I had one girl the other day, she has a pool, and she goes, oh, my gosh, that could be my new floaty. Well, I said, yeah. Well, I kid you not, like, just, you know, just fun things like that. So when I tell my clients that I literally have something for everybody, I do.
I mean,
some is a little more wild, a little more fun. Some of it's, you know, just a matter of having a really nice candle to burn and, you know, use as a massage oil, so. You know, but I genuinely have something for everybody. So we got some really fun new party favors. But my favorites are the new bedroom accessories that we got.
Oh,
because
I'm checking out Bed Bondage Blizz. But you're talking about new products. Because I'm checking out Bed Bondage Blizz.
That's what we got last year.
Okay.
Yeah, that was one of our new products last year.
Okay, what were you about to mention? Because I'm excited to see your Benoit balls.
Yes, Benoit balls are back. Well, it was very difficult, you know. I had a handful of clients that were waiting on them for over 2 months. Because our entire company was on back order.
Wow.
I mean, the world was on back order. I mean, I read a couple of different articles, and one of the manufacturers, I think they call them smart balls, actually, which is not who we go through, but their sales, they had boosted sales 300%.
Whoa.
Just because of 50 Shades of Grey. So our company did the exact same thing. Everybody wanted Benoit balls. It was something new, something they'd never thought to try. And ours are a little bit different. Ours are gold-plated, metal-weighted balls. Okay, so I hear a lot of women, and they're like, oh, I tried something, and I didn't like it. Or you hear the horror stories of, you know, these balls getting stuck and women having to go to the ER. The ball that you use, let me just clarify this for anybody who's listening. The Benoit balls that you use should not even have a chance to get stuck. If they are made of plastic or any kind of like silicone or jelly or anything like that, don't waste your money. Don't waste your money and don't waste your time. Because first of all, the main purpose of Benoit balls is to tighten your Kegel muscles, is to help you with that vaginal tightening. So if you're not using something that you actually have to work muscle to hold inside, you're not doing yourself any good. You just have two little balls floating around inside of you. But if you're using something that's plastic, these other balls that you can get from, you know, the sex stores or, you know, even online, they're too light. And the materials on them are not designed to just slip out of your body. And they're large. I feel I should mention this. I'm on Cafe Mom, which is like a little mom's group. I think it's an online networking. And I saw a post one night, and this girl said, help, my balls are stuck. And this poor little thing was using golf balls.
Huh? No way.
I said, what the heck are you doing? I mean, other women were getting on and saying, oh, well, I've used this, and I've never had a problem, or, oh, I had a problem with this. And the general consensus was that, one, they're using the completely wrong thing. Don't stick a golf ball inside of you. Just don't. There is no point in doing that, and it grosses me out.
Wow.
It grosses me out. But two, the materials that these balls are made of, if you're using plastic, if it happens to get caught, you know, back up behind your pubic bone or something like that, it's going to sit there for a minute because it's made of plastic. It's too light. Even if you bear down, you're going to have trouble pushing it back out. Mine are small. Okay? Mine are very small. They're, think of marbles. Back in the day when you used to play with marbles, okay? That's the size of what my Benoit ball is, except mine is gold-plated, and it is weighted. So you literally have to be squeezing your muscles as tight as you can to keep those suckers inside. So most chances of them actually getting up towards the pubic bone where there's a possibility it could get lodged for a second, so slim. And then even after that, you just walk around for a second because mine are weighted. They're going to fall.
Wow.
Okay, so quick blurb on Benoit balls because I've heard horror stories and it freaks me out. I'm like, no, you're just, that's the wrong kind.
I'm glad you are educating the listeners of this show because I know a lot of my listeners of the show are very experimental and want to know how to properly use Benoit balls. Because I think my cousin Linda even asked me about Benoit balls. You know,
yes.
What are they?
Well,
really,
and they're super cool.
For?
You know, they're very interesting, and it's a very different effect. It feels very differently from using a toy or anything else like that because, especially if you use both of the balls, like they usually come in a set with two balls. When you use both of them, especially mine, they're metal, so they clink off each other. So not only are you strengthening your pelvic floor muscles and your vaginal muscles, but you're getting these fun little vibrations, these little mini vibrations, as these balls are clinking against each other as you're trying to hold them in.
Wow.
So it's a very different sensation.
Is it Kegel exercises? Some of them are good for that.
Say that again.
what is it, Kegel exercises? Sound like they're good for that also.
Absolutely. See, the cool thing about what these balls do is, you know, a lot of women will go to the doctor, whether it's because they've had a baby or just because they're not as tight anymore or whatever, and the doctor will tell them, okay, do your Kegel exercises. And then they don't explain how to do a Kegel exercise. So you have women that all of a sudden have very tight tushies because they think that they are squeezing their butt and that's hitting their Kegel muscle, and that's not what it is. If you've here's how to find the muscle.
Yes.
If you go in the restroom and you start to pee. Okay, bear with me.
Yes.
Go in the restroom and you start to pee. If you stop the flow of urine, that is your Kegel muscle, okay? So that muscle that you're having to contract in order to stop the flow, that's your Kegel muscle. And once you realize what it is, it's very, very different from what most women are doing. Because they are. They're clenching their butt cheeks, you know, instead of using their Kegel muscle because it's a completely different part of the body. And it's hard to find at first. But once you do, you know, they're very easy to do. You can sit there and do them while you're riding in the car, okay? But when you use these balls, so if you were to do Kegel exercises, it would take...
Sound like, look, I'm about to join the bandwagon now. It seems like I need to get some Benoit balls. Okay. Not
right?
Easy, but
I know, exactly. exactly. Well, it would take...
Sound like a fun experience. Okay. And
it is. They really are. And if you read 50 Shades of Grey, for any of the 50 Shades of Grey lovers that are out there listening, y'all already know. You know how much fun they can be. There's a whole scene with the Benoit balls. And that is why sales skyrocketed. Because everybody was like, oh, my gosh, it's not just for tightening things up. These can be fun. Okay? So everybody got very excited. And, you know, it just... They're fun, but they actually have a purpose at the same time. So they're a great product, but I'm glad that we got a second to really explain to your listeners what kind they should be using and how to use them properly. So when you do Kegel muscle exercises on their own, they're effective, yes, but it takes a whole lot more and it takes a lot longer. If you are actually having to use your muscles to hold in a weighted ball, 15 minutes, you can do it up to an hour. I mean, you can do it as long as you want. But, you know, you'll see results much faster when you use Benoit balls because you're working your muscles harder. So that's my spiel on Benoit balls. But I have to tell you, okay, so we got several new bedroom accessories, okay, with all of our new products. And some of them are similar to products that we already have. There might just be a little tweaking here and there. You know, maybe a different material that was used, what have you. They're all fantastic. But we got one called the Harley.
Whoa.
And this is the most intense, incredible toy I have ever seen. Okay, now mind you, I do this for a living, so I look at this stuff online. I check stuff out. I check out competitors. I'm cool with that. But I have never seen a toy that does what this toy does. So, okay, I want you to think off. First of all, what do you think of when you think a Harley?
I love Harley Davidson. Oh, a rugged. You think of the top of the line bike, number one. But
you think top of the line? You think power.
Yeah, power and
right.
Top of the line,
you think power,
rugged
yes.
And power. Yeah.
Yes. You think something when you think Harley, your
and
little
and
bad
then,
girl, your little naughty side comes out, and you think I'm going for a ride. Okay.
Exactly. Ride. That's what I'm. Yeah. That's like okay. Yes. Put the chaps on and go for it.
Yes. So this new toy called the Harley is incredible. All right, so we've got our little clitoral stimulator.
Turning me on, thinking about it.
Now, Miss Beth, every time I get on the phone, I turn you on. So, This is an occurrence with us. My husband's gonna start getting jealous.
Oh my God, I'm a big supporter of your husband. You have the most supportive husband. Oh my God, I
right?
love
it. Oh my goodness. So the way that this works, when you turn it on, the clitoral stimulator on there, the low setting is so powerful that I have girls put their fingers on the clitoral setting and they're like, oh my gosh, that would take maybe 30 seconds. Uh-huh. Okay, so the clitoral stimulator alone is worth every penny, okay?
Wow.
But here's the cool thing. Okay, so when you think of a vibrator, and this is called a branch toy, by the way, for anybody who doesn't know, any kind of toy that has, you know, the actual shaft and then has another piece that comes off of it, whether it be a clitoral stimulator or like a backdoor stimulator, anything like that, anything that has, it looks like a tree, you know, it looks like a tree trunk with branches. All right, so we call it a branch toy.
Okay.
This is a branch toy. So we've got our clitoral stimulator. That's one of our branches. But the shaft, all right, most toys have a shaft, and it's just plain phallic-shaped. Okay? That's fine. It gets the job done. We have toys that do that. But on this one, instead of a phallic-shaped tip, it actually has a bulbous head.
Ooh.
So... yeah, it's a little bit hard to explain, bear with me, but it's got a bulbous head. So once it's actually inserted, that head is a lot thicker, and it's going to be hitting G-spot. You're going to be having a ton of different stimulation that you ever have with any of these other toys. Okay,
wow.
So that's number two on how cool it is. Yeah, I saw that head on there, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And it's you look at it, and you think it's going to be ginormous, but it's not. It's just the right size. but here's the best part. See, I haven't even gotten to, like, the best part yet. You're like, what's going on?
Inside the shaft, there are four rows of beads, okay? And they are beads on a track.
But typically, if you've ever seen a vibrator that has beads on a track, there's two or three, and they all rotate in one way at the same time, okay? This particular toy, the Harley, each row rotates in the opposite direction. So you have your top and your third beads that rotate to the right, and then you have your second and your fourth beads that rotate to the left, but they're not just rotating, they actually push outward on the shaft. So if you could imagine a hula hoop, okay, when you are playing with a hula hoop, I want you to imagine four people with hula hoops standing right next to each other, and they're going in the opposite direction. And then if you can stack them on top of each other like there was some kind of totem pole, that is what the beads are doing.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen a toy work. Yes. The only thing that the Harley does not get to is the back door, and quite frankly, you're going to be so satisfied with the front, you won't even care. And we have other toys for that anyway. So, I'm really excited about this new toy. My girls who have seen it so far are just head over heels in love. I did a product raffle for all of the new products that were coming out. Everybody could purchase tickets. And my product winner was very excited. I brought all of the new goodies, and I showed them to her, and she loved every single one of them. She thought, oh, this is amazing. And I showed her the Harley, and she was like, oh, can I have this one?
Wow.
I said, oh, absolutely. She did not care that it was a little bit noisier because, of course, I'm not going to lie, it's got so much power, it's a little bit noisier. But again, you don't get a Harley for the quiet.
Known for being having that.
Yes, exactly. And quite frankly, in my opinion, for the power that it provides, it is not. I thought it was going to be twice as loud. It's not even that loud. I thought it was going to sound like you were starting a chainsaw or something, and it doesn't. So it's actually still fairly quiet for what it provides, but the movements on this toy, and you know what, there's functions on it too, so it actually changes directions and You know, all sorts of incredible stuff. Yes, it's amazing. And I'm so excited that I brought it home because my girls are already flipping out over it.
Sounds like pleasure.
Yes. Well, and it's funny because we now have a product called the Pleasure Plug.
Oh.
And so for anybody who does like to have that backdoor stimulation at all times, even if they have a toy that doesn't have backdoor stimulation, we now actually have a pleasure plug, and it literally is a backdoor plug for 50 Shades of Grey lovers. They're going to go haywire over this because, you know, you lube it up, you slip it in, it stays in while you're having sex or foreplay or using a toy, but you're getting that sensation in the back door, because I've told you there are tons of nerve endings back there. You just have to be doing everything correctly. Once you learn how to do it correctly, they love it. If they're not doing it right, women are like, oh, no, that's an exit only. That's my cue that they probably tried it and didn't like it because they didn't do it properly.
Uh-huh.
So people think I'm some kind of magical genie that I just understand everything. I'm like, no, I listen to you guys when you talk. When you're when you're sitting at my party having your drinks and you're talking to your friend, or when you comment on something, I listen and I take that into account and I take the cue. So, you know, it is what it is. But this new pleasure plug, it actually vibrates.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have that fullness for the backdoor play and the vibration. So it is really cool. I had a handful of clients over the weekend that all purchased them. They're like, we'll wait till October 1st. It's okay. Because that way, and the thing is, the pleasure plug is also fantastic if you have a guy that really, really wants to go at the back door and you just want nothing to do with it. You know, even if you tried it correctly, it's just still not your cup of tea. And so the pleasure plug is actually perfect for that because it's small enough that it's not going to hurt you. But you can get extra sensations, and they can sort of leave you alone. You know, you can let them put it in or whatever, and then you're done.
Okay.
You just get to sit back and relax and enjoy.
So for the beginners and the virgins, because I'm one of those exit-only ladies, but, the my future beau or future love might want to do some backdoor action, and I'm like one of those exit-only ladies, so... good to know. You know, I am adventurous,
yep.
So, you know, okay. You make the adventure sound like me. So, to do almost everything. But, you know, I'm like the only, but introduce me to a, like you were saying, you know, educate me properly on it.
Right. And, you know, most of my clients, they're just too scared to try it. So, you know, that's what's really great about my products. And the pleasure plug is perfect because if they are too afraid to try it, it's something that's very easy. It's small. It's discreet. You know, it's very reasonably priced, so they're not spending a fortune on something that they may never use again. Okay? I am completely 100% against that, by the way. I practically do what?
What were you saying?
I was going to say, I practically turn down clients for certain items because I know it's not what they need.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that's what I love about you. You definitely know how to match your clients with the products.
I take pride in that. I really do because I want my clients to, I want them to go home and I want them to use their products and enjoy them. I don't want them to shove them in the back of a drawer and say, oh, you know, the sex lady made me buy this, and I hate it. I don't want that for them. I want them to be happy and satisfied and to be achieving orgasm every time or, you know, just having a good night. So, I mean, which people think I'm crazy, but I'll talk people out of stuff because I know it's not right for them. I mean, I had a first toy time user who wanted my most powerful vibrator.
Oh.
And I said... it said, no. I said, no, I'm not going to let you take it. I said, start with this one. If you want more power, call me next week. I'll give it to you. But, you know, don't take this as your very first toy.
So you must be it's beginners, intermediate, and then advanced, right?
Yes, and I ask all of my clients these questions when they purchase a toy. unless they know exactly what they want, you can sort of tell who's used a toy before and who hasn't, because they're like, I want this one because it's totally different from everything else. Or they'll usually kind of tell you about what they have. But if they look nervous and they go in there just to buy the most expensive thing or, you know, something that they think is really cool, I'm all for that. But, again, I don't want them going home with something that's going to be too much for them. So that's just sort of my own personal philosophy. You know, there are other consultants that are like, yeah, you want the most expensive toy. Done deal. And that's, you know, it's fine because most of those girls are excited to try it anyway. But I just feel like if they're going to try something, it should be something that will actually work for them.
Exactly. So, and I think some people are probably so confident about their own sexuality, they think, oh, I can handle that. And then they're surprised.
Right. Well, because it's very different. And I think women are not prepared for how different it feels, you know, to use a vibrator versus actually having intercourse. So they're very different sensations. And for women who have never used vibrators, I try to help them make the right choices so that they're not completely blown out of the water in the sense of, you know, oh, my gosh, what did I do? Like, I don't want them to have regretful purchases.
Yeah,
you know, I want them to just that way.
That Harley sounds very powerful. I can't see, you know me, I'm down with the solo action, masturbation and, you know, use a toy, but that Harley, I feel like you need to have your spouse or your significant other with you when you're handling that Harley. I haven't even seen the part of the gig, and I can just imagine me with that Harley, like, freak, just, oh, my God. You know, need to get some bondage involved or something and tie my hands up or something because
right,
not to play with. I can't see myself just using it by myself.
Oh, my gosh, too funny.
Oh, my God.
Yep, too funny. But, yeah, so those are some of the new products that we got. Now, granted, I told you there's other toys and there's other products, but those are sort of the ones I wanted to highlight. Now, as far as starting a new career, okay, I will hands down 100% with all of my heart recommend slumber parties for any woman, anyone. So I have clients that are shy. I have clients that are very talkative. So if you've ever, like, listeners, if you've heard the show before, you know, I'm an open person. I'm an open book. I'm talkative. I'm kind of bubbly. You know, imagine that times 10 at my parties. I ump it up for parties because they're there to have fun. So I'm an outgoing personality. I have no problem talking to people. But I have girls on my team that are so terrified of talking to people, but they are making their businesses work because there are so many different personalities, so many different women that they just connect with the quieter women more easily, you know? So before you prejudge anything, ladies, if you need extra money and you want to have fun doing it, slumber parties can work for you. Plain and simple. I believe that wholeheartedly that any woman can do it. Because, first of all, we have so much training at our fingertips. So not only do we have the national events, but we have weekly events that are online. We have monthly meetings. And you can find one anywhere in your area. Even if you're not close to me, there is a meeting close to you. Okay, so there are meetings constantly. We have an online website that we call Consultant Central, and it's only for consultants, but it's got every possible bit of information that you could ever need as a consultant. And that's a live website 24/7. So, you know, these women, they start their businesses, and it's their business, but they are never alone in business, ever. They always have somebody that is there to help back them up, that is there to help them when they need it, to answer questions, to give suggestions, advice. It is the most amazing sisterhood I have ever seen in my life. Because all of these consultants literally do care about one another, and they care about their success. We don't compete with one another. We try to help each other. So So when you start your business, the number one thing is that you have to understand that it's 100% yours. So this is great for making your own schedule, okay, for you don't have to answer to anybody. There's no boss. But women have to understand that since it is their business, they're the marketing team as well. So sometimes I have girls that come in and, you know, people aren't calling them and banging down their door within a week, and they're like, wait, what happened? This is such a fun business. Well, babe, you have to call people. You have to go bang down doors. You have to go do that. You know, there's no magic wand that you wave around, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. But if you are willing to put a little bit of work into it, a little bit of elbow grease, a little bit of time, go out when you have drinks with your girlfriends and talk to the people around you. It's really easy to market. You just have to do it. But for women who are willing to put the time and effort into it, the turnaround and the potential with this business is absolutely unlimited. Unlimited. I've never seen the kind of financial security with other companies that I've seen with this one. You know, and like I just bought my husband a truck. I don't know if you got to see that on Facebook, Ms. Beth, but yeah, I finally got to get something fun for my husband. You know, it's always been small things like, oh, let's go out for a nice dinner, or, oh, let's do this. And it's been small. You know, it's been helping with bills or to pay something down. And finally, you know, he's been needing a truck for work. So I said, okay, let's go. And we got to purchase a truck.
Yay.
Yeah. So he's really excited, and I'm really excited for him because now he's got a nice work truck and he can stop bugging me. But, you know, that's the beauty of it. I was able to do that. And I know that it'll be maintained because I can pay for his car payment and the insurance on it with a party. One party can pay for that.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the potential is unlimited. And since you are able to work your own schedule, that's really the beauty of it. So I have women that work part-time, 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 and they do one party a week or one party every other week because they do it just for extra shoe money, which is great. That's fine. But most of our consultants choose to do 1 to 2 parties a week. Now, within my particular area, within the Houston area, the average party is about $750 in sales. Okay,
ooh,
now
good.
Take this with a grain of salt. Yeah, take this with a grain of salt because it differs from region to region. You know, just where you're at, it's going to change a little bit. But on average, $750 in sales. Okay, might be about 10 women that show up to a party. Just sort of depends on the group. But if you're a starting consultant, you're going to be making, you know, an easy $1,000 a month working those 1 to 2 parties a week.
Wow, yeah.
You know, and since it's only once or twice a week for 3 to 4 hours each, you know, that's part-time. That's not replacing your permanent job or anything like that. Now, if you want to, that's completely doable, you know, but that's my point. This job can so easily be done while you're doing something else. You know, I have women that are building up to being able to leave their job or building up to be able to be a stay-at-home mom again or what have you. But that's the beauty of it. They can do that. They can take their time with it or they can push it a little bit differently. Right now, I do 3 to 4 parties a week just because I'm available to do them and I want my husband to be home. So that's that's what our family is personally working towards. I want him to be home with us. He's going to be Mr. Mom. Even though I'll be stay-at-home mom, I'll have a little more structure because with my little sweetheart starting school, I thought I was going to be so excited. Oh, it's full day. You know, I'll get a little bit of a break. No. This mommy went in there like she was hopped up on kindergarten madness and was like, sign me up for anything that you want. So Belinda is now room mom, PTA board member for the yearbook, like all these other things that are taking up time at the school. And I just kind of laughed. I was like, okay, I guess I wasn't quite okay with my son being at school all day long. So, you know, that way, once he's Mr. Mom, I can actually do all of those things and not have to worry about divvying up the time in my day quite the way that I have to.
And he's so supportive of your business also. It's like he's a part of your business too.
He really is. And you know what's funny is that he's starting to catch on. Okay, so I'll talk to him about the new products, or I'll talk to him about what's this and what's that. And he likes to play this online game. Okay, and they talk to each other, whatever. It's his little thing. And last night, all of a sudden I heard him saying, yeah, my wife says that when you get into water, it like depletes your natural lubrication. And I looked at him, I said, what? And he was talking to one of his buddies who apparently was talking about having sex in the water, and it did not go the way he wanted it to go. And he was telling him, yeah, it's because she has to have a lubricant. Has to. And so now my husband, bless his little heart.
Belinda, you felt so proud.
Oh, I did. I was like, oh, baby, you listened. Like, and, you know, you could hear the person on the other end was sort of like, how do you know that? And he was like, oh, my wife told me. And all of his friends know what I do. And it's very, very funny. Apparently, I'm quite a hit with his friends. he churches it up a little bit for him. He kind of makes jokes and he says, you know, my wife sells sex toys or whatever. But and he knows that that's not just what I do, but he says it for them just because it's funny. But, you know, they know what I do. So I think he's now starting to get questions that have to do with stuff because they're like, hey, buddy, ask your wife.
He looked at as the intimacy advisor also.
Yes. I just recruited my husband, and we're not even allowed to have men at parties. But so,
well,
but yeah, I mean, running your own business with slumber parties is fun and easy, and it's absolutely rewarding. You know, not just financially. That's probably one of the smallest things that I think of when I think of how much I love my business. You know, yes, it's nice to have a nice paycheck at the end of the week, you know, which, by the way, anybody who doesn't know, I get paid the night of the party. So if you're a woman who's constantly strapped for cash, this would be ideal for you because you get paid every single time you go to a party. You do not have to wait. Corporate doesn't send you some paycheck at the end of the month. You get paid that night.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge selling point for anybody who's constantly strapped for cash.
But, exactly.
You know, when I think about my business, I think about my clients. You know, I call them and they're like, hey, girl, like, people are actually excited to talk to me. They're excited to get my phone calls. They're excited to get the emails. You know, they want to talk to me. They're like, did I win something? I'm like, no, but I'll randomly make a drawing just for you. Like, you know, I love my clients and I love talking with them. And I love the fact that I have the opportunity to help them in their relationships. Sometimes it's just as simple as, you know, hey, I need a good lubricant. I have one for you that I will 100% stand behind, you know, and sometimes it's a little more complicated, like the women who think they can't get aroused anymore or, you know, who are so frightened to try different positions or, you know, anything like that. It's incredibly empowering and very fulfilling to have somebody tell you, you know what, I've been dealing with this problem for a really long time, and after being here tonight, a light bulb went off. And having them call back, you know, a week or two later and be like, you know what, that problem I had, it's gone. I have no more problems. I am happy, happy, happy.
Wow.
So, you know, I've been told that I've helped save marriages.
I believe.
That's an interesting one to get. That one touches my heart. So,
yes.
You know, I mean, it's a very fulfilling career. And I call it a career wholeheartedly. You know, not everybody is quite as supportive as my husband is from time to time. Sometimes someone here or there wants to be a naysayer, but I will wholeheartedly call it a career for the rest of my life because, one, I'm not doing anything else. I will never go back to work for somebody else. It's just not going to happen. I am the best boss I have ever had. I am so easygoing. but, you know, I really do feel like this is what I'll be doing for the rest of my life because it's so fulfilling. Mm-hmm. You know, why would I give up a job that I get to dictate the schedule and what I do and how much I make, and I actually get to help people at the same time?
Exactly.
So that's just sort of the situation with it. And, you know, anybody who's interested in more information about starting their own business, again, they can look at the website. You know, the Slumber Party is by BelindaBostick.com. They can look at that. Just click on Become a Consultant. It'll have all the information there. Or they are always, always, always welcome to call me on my direct line, which is on my website, so you can go look it up. But they can call me, and I'm happy to walk anybody through it. Any questions they might have, they can email me, find me on Facebook, you know, ask me questions on there. But that's what I do. That's part of the other thing that I love doing. I love to help women start their business, because then they get the rewards that I've been getting the whole time.
And if you heard, and if you've heard her on the show, please let her know. Say, hey, I listened to a Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I'm best friend. Let her know where you have found out about her, because I'm sure you like to know. I like to know a lot of times when I meet listeners or clients, you know, with my Mark business, and or just when I'm networking with people. I like to know, like, I like when people tell me, oh, I heard about you through so-and-so. I'm like, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I always want to know, and especially when it turns into a party or something, I have a referral program. I have a referral program. So, you know, if anybody's in the Houston area that ends up having a party or joining my team at some point, Miss Beth here is going to be getting a kickback on that. So y'all make sure that you put her name in there if you're calling me because of the show. So,
yeah,
and I have a referral program. I reward everybody.
And I have friends in Houston, too, that you know, need to definitely need to host parties. And thank you for the invite, too, to be a guest. And I'm looking forward to not only being a guest, but also becoming a consultant also, because it sounds so awesome. Wow. I want to know if it was okay if I read the first paragraph in the consultant section, because I love it when it says the saying goes, love to do and the rest will follow. And I love how it starts off. The saying goes, love what you do, and the rest will follow. Well, Slumber Party consultants don't just love what they do. They're absolutely passionate about their work, obviously, you know. And it goes on. How can they not be with all the sexy secrets to igniting relationships right at their fingertips? What else is it about Slumber Parties that inspires this much loyalty, pride, and passion in our consultants? Well, as you might have guessed, it's all about the freedom. And that's what I like, the financial freedom, and like you said, the opportunity to set your own hours. Slumber Parties offers the freedom to become financially independent, the freedom to make your own flexible schedule, the freedom to stay home with your family, and the freedom to get out of the house. These are just a handful of the amazing reasons Slumber Parties consultants everywhere are truly living the fantasy. And that's just the first paragraph, but I just wanted to share that because it's so inspiring.
Well, and it's so true. You know, it's so true. And I will be very honest, you know, two years ago around this time, you know, my husband's been working the whole time, and he's always made enough to pay our bills, okay? But anything extra that would come up would just kill us. You know, we would end up spending 3 to 4 months just getting caught up because of one unexpected expense. And it didn't even have to be that much. You know, it could be an over-the-top electric bill or, you know, a birthday or something like that. It could be the smallest thing, and it would just torture us for a handful of months. And, you know, thanks to my business, he now continues to pay the majority of the bills. But I take care of all of that extra stuff. There is no more, oh, my gosh, we're going to, you know, end up having all of our bills be late or whatever. You know, I mean, there was really a time where we were struggling. And now we don't have to worry about that anymore.
Is it that?
You know, I mean, yeah, all the stress has been eliminated because it's sort of like if we desperately need cash, there's always a party out there. You know, and quite frankly, my schedule's been so packed anyway. You know, I mean, my schedule is full until the end of October. I've had to open up November for booking parties simply because I don't have enough space in October for my clients.
Wow.
So I'm already booked out, you know, to November. So, which is great for me because that way I can actually sort of start to budget for what I have available and what I'm going to have coming up. So it's sort of like Christmas this year. You know, in the past years, it's always been sort of a hassle. It actually causes more tears than joy because, you know, before I started this and before I really had built my business where it is, Christmas is hard, you know. And my husband's so sweet. He's like, honey, the kids are tiny. They don't understand. They don't care. I'm like, yeah, but I care. You know, I want to feel like I'm providing for my family. You know, I want to feel like I'm doing all of these things. And so, you know, two Christmases ago, it was sort of like, okay, well, there's three or four presents for each kid because that's all we could do, you know, and it was very last minute, and it was probably because I got birthday money. Okay, my birthday's in December, so I kind of bank on my birthday money, but, you know, there's a good chance that that's the only way that I bought presents for my kids that year. Like, that was just our reality. You know, that was our reality. We had a lot of debt. We got married so young and we started so young that, you know, all these other things that most people have a chance to sort of get under control, we did not have under control. Mm-hmm. You know, but now, thanks to business, I don't have to worry about that anymore. I'm actually excited for Christmas coming up. I'm like, yay, I get to get really cool stuff this year and, you know, all this fun stuff. You know, I bought my husband a truck. That was a huge step for us.
Yeah.
That was something that we would have never been able to look into.
And this, you know, this is important to share this too. So thank you for sharing this. You know, because there are listeners that are listening, saying, "Well, wow, when am I going to come out of this struggle?" You know, and you know, I have my own successes and struggles because I'm always talking about. but you know, it's good to share your experience. You know, and
well, I mean, I do it because I don't want people to think that. You know, I just came out of the door running and all of a sudden I was making $60,000 a year or anything like that. No. I'm still consistently building. You know, I still have a long way to go to get exactly where I want to be, but it took me a while. You know, don't give up. It took me a little bit. It took a lot of time and effort. And, you know, as far as coming from my financial standpoint, I tell you that for two reasons. One, to show them that anybody can do it. Anybody can do it. I had practically no money when I started my business. I had to pull a credit card just to start my business. And I did it because I knew it was going to be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm so glad that I did. But, you know, on top of that, I've been able to make so much more. I mean, in the long run, everything was so much more incredible and so worth it. You know, so I tell that so people don't think, oh, she's, you know, started with the largest kid or, oh, she, you know, bought some inventory right off the bat or this or that. No, I started and, you know, we were having trouble just paying our regular monthly bills. But I started my business because I knew it was going to be worth it.
Exactly.
And it has. And
yes,
it has. So when there is a will, there's a way. When there is a will, there's a way. It is not that much to get started. You know, the basic startup is $250. You'll add tax and shipping to get, you know, everything to you. But, you know, that's, have a garage sale. Sell some stuff. Get rid of it. You don't use it anyway. There's always a way to come up with money. People may not have it sitting in their bank account, but there's a way to get it. And I just think that's what is the difference. Some women are just incredibly determined to make it happen, and some want things to happen for them. And it's not that I don't understand that mentality, but when you run your own business, you have to be willing to go out and make them happen.
I put money back and save until you have the amount to invest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Even if it took you another year, $5 every time you did something, $5 here, $5 there. I mean, it adds up before you even think about it.
Exactly.
So, but... Well, Miss Beth, I am going to run inside and make my children some incredible blueberry muffins. Get him ready for school. I know your show is coming to a close anyway, so I will let you wrap things up with your guests.
I'm so glad you could say the whole episode also and wow, and we're always talking about if men and women understand each other or not, and that's pretty much what we've been talking about. And wow, but how, the story that you shared about your husband sharing advice with his friend, that is a part of that communication. Sometimes we have to help each other out, you know?
Yes.
So your husband helped his friend understand his lady better.
Yeah, I was just giggling the whole time I heard him talking. I was like, oh, honey, you listened.
I'm so glad. And I don't know why they're so shy when you're on the call. I guess they want to hear every word. And but you hear from them on your website and on Facebook.
Yes.
Listeners.
I do.
When the show began, I said, call us and talk to us. But you're such a good educator. I guess listeners will listen first. Because you definitely educated the Benoit Ball.
Yes.
You definitely educated us, the exit only ladies like me, and then the ladies that should not be put in certain golf balls.
Oh, my gosh, stop doing it. If you're doing it, stop.
And please emphasize, there's a lifetime warranty on Slumber Party products, right?
Yes, on some of our toys. We have 5 toys that are covered by a lifetime warranty. So I think it's anything over $90. Okay, so we do that because most women, if they go, even if they go to a store, they're still going to spend a good little chunk of change, you know, on a decent toy. They're going to spend $50 to $70. So my clients who come to me and they want something totally different and they spend more than that $90, we're going to make sure that if something happens to that toy, that they're going to be able to replace it. Okay, there is no other company that offers that, plain and simple. We are the only ones that do it. So, you know, something like the Harley, which I didn't even tell you, the Harley is $189.
Okay.
It's $189, and that is a huge sticker price for a lot of my clients. But,
and it is the top of the line. It's the Rolls Royce of sex toys.
It really is, yes.
It's
the top of the line. It's the number one. But if you divide that by 4, which I don't do math very well in my head, 189 divided by 4, what is that? 40-something, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's what you're actually paying, okay? Because Slumber Parties will replace your toy up to 3 different times, so you're really paying for 4 toys when you buy one of those, because if it breaks, we will replace it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you really think about it, getting a toy like the Harley or, you know, Slumber Bunny or anything like that, some of these toys that are so fantastic with so many fun functions and, you know, all of that, even though it's more expensive, you have a lifetime warranty on it. It's $40-something per toy. That's less than what you're going to pay for, you know, a little branch toy that's going to break in 3 weeks at the stores, except mine, you'll get it for free the next time. So, you know, it's just differences in the company. I 100% stand behind my company. We are the number one in the industry for a reason.
Exactly. Wow.
For
congratulations, the company, on a 20th anniversary that's coming up in January. And
yay!
20 years. I know I've heard of Slumber Parties for many years, and but I loved it when you and I became Facebook friends, and you definitely educated me more regarding Slumber Parties. Wow. Because I know, like you said, you're number one. I know there's other similar companies, but Slumber Parties is number one.
Yeah, I mean, there are similar companies, and it's not that they're bad companies. It's not that they, you know, don't do certain things that they should. You know, I'm certainly not saying that, and I would never talk to Roxbury about another company. But, you know, that just plain and simple, the things that we offer, we have lifetime warranties. We have the largest selection of lingerie. We literally take a lot of time and effort into training our consultants, so that they can go to a party and actually educate their clients instead of just showing them, oh, here's the newest vibrator. Like, that doesn't do anything for somebody who doesn't know how to use one. So,
and then hearing,
you know,
how effective the support team is, too, is good to know. That means that the shipping is always on time, et cetera.
Yep. Yep. They really do. They're so good at the corporate office, and everybody just genuinely stands behind one another. So it's an incredible company. Like I said, any woman can do this. If you need help, you need information, you call me.
Exactly.
Because anybody can do this.
With So call her to find out more if you want to host a party or if you want to host a party and considering becoming a consultant. And
yes, and even if you're not in the Houston area, even if you're not in Houston, please call me whether you're thinking about parties or starting your business, because if I'm not anywhere close to you, I can still find you a good consultant. But regardless, please call me. Don't worry about trying to find somebody off the internet. Call me and I will find somebody for you.
Exactly. Great. Well, thank you so much for calling us, and you're invited in and all time. If you just want to come on, if not for the whole episode, or just to let us know what's going on, you might want to come back next Wednesday when the projects are up on the website and when they're available.
Ooh, yeah.
You can. Next Wednesday, the topic will be Does Size Matter?
I'm there.
As I was researching, for some reason, that topic kept coming up. I was reading and doing research on others just generally and also preparing for the show, and that kept coming up. And I'm talking about real, like, scientific facts and stuff.
Yeah.
So the size really matters. So we're going to talk about that next Wednesday. So
exciting. Well, I'll see y'all on Wednesday morning then.
Okay, thank you. So we'll be looking forward. I could get callers in, but I don't know. Might want to hear the
right.
Size really.
I don't know. Well, thank you again, Ms. Beth. It is always a pleasure to be on your show. And just send me an email with all the information for next week, and I'll see y'all next week.
Okay, thank you. And hugs and kisses
thank
to you and the
you.
Family. Everyone at
you too.
Okay,
you
thank
too.
You.
Everyone have a great day. Bye-bye.
God bless. Thank you all for listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Cut the Shock and the Family Report. I hope you enjoyed the show and talking with Belinda Bostic. Thank you for those of you that entered the chat room also, and those of you listening online, international listeners, and also locally here in Jackson. Today is the day that the mayor of Jackson, Mayor Harvey Johnson Jr., in the city of Jackson, and Mr. Louis Armstrong are hosting the second annual job fair and business engagement summit at the Jackson Medical Mall. And my intention is to also attend. It will be a job fair and also the workshops and seminars. So that will be at the Jackson Medical Mall today. And on Friday, the Power to Pink Health Fair Breast Cancer Awareness event will be at the Baptist Hospital on Friday from 9 to 1. So you can check out like WLDT.com's website for more information, and also visit Baptist Hospital Medical Center's website also. I'm not sure if that information is at the Women's Clinic website, but you can check it out. I don't think I have seen it on their website. That's TWC-MS.com. But again, thank you so much for your support. And it's been fun. Thank you. And tomorrow will be Terrific Thursday. And looking forward to you tuning in and calling in and chatting and so on. So thanks again. Thank you, Belinda Bostic. Visit her website at FormerPartiesByBelindaBostic.com and friend her on Facebook at Belinda Bostic. She's based in Houston, Texas, and she is an intimacy advisor. And this is about her fourth visit with us, and she's so well informed. And now you see why this particular show is for the mature of age, 18 and over. You know, I have started rating my shows for mature because of lyrical content of some songs that I play by independent and mainstream artists. But on Wednesdays, the nature of our conversation in regards to intimacy and sexual relationships is a reason why this show is recommended for those 18 of age and above. But, again, I really appreciate you. Shout out to Prince and MPG and Rebuild the Dream and Rosario Dawson and all my friends who have just been having a blast in Chicago. Tonight is when Janelle Monáe opens the show, right? So So right before coming on air, I was checking out Shelby J. Allen's pictures, and she mentioned that Jennifer Hudson showed up at one of the after party tonight. So I know they had a super good time. So shout out to my on and offline friends. I love networking with the people that love to network with me also. And it's just been, it's so much fun effectively networking. And did you not love Belinda's story? Oh, you know, that is America. That was another example of the American dream. You know, don't give up. Only 2 years ago, you know, she, you know, her Christmas was based on her money from her birthday. And now she's experiencing financial freedom, was able to buy her husband a truck. You know, those are stories that that we like to hear. And those are stories that encourage all of us, right? Regardless of your socioeconomic background, regardless of your race, your gender, regardless of, right? So, you know, we can't give up. And I thank you all that pray for me and encourage me also and believe in me sometimes more than I believe in myself to stand up and brush myself off and keep going, right? It's so important to even my inspiration, David Harrison Levy, he even talks on his Facebook page how, yeah, he encourages others. But then, yeah, he also has those days too. And so it's important for us to encourage one another and pray for one another and show sincere support for one another, you know. So, again, I thank you and appreciate you. God bless. And until next time, God willing, I just express my love to you and my appreciation for your support in tuning in to Coffee Shop Entertainment Reports. And a big shout out to the blogtalkradio.com staffers, the founder, and my cohorts here at Blog Talk Radio, and also advertisers and future advertisers also. And remember, follow me at Pinterest.com/CultureShock, KULTRESHOKBETH, okay? And you can email me at CultureShockEntertainment@Yahoo.com, KULTRESHOKENTERTAINMENT@Yahoo.com. And oh, my God, I have private conversations, and you guys are in for a treat in the near future. I mean, in the near future, we're going to have not only awesome business professionals and artists and musicians, but also producers and musical engineers on the show in the near future to discuss what it takes to really be a good production engineer in the music industry. I know many of you want to hear that and want to talk with those people, right? I know you do, and so that's what's in store in the near future. Music lovers and those that are veterans and new to the music business want to know more, and also dealing with beauty and fashion, we'll have more shows based on that and shopping. I loved the show yesterday talking about fall shopping. Did you not? I know. Try our best to keep the shows positive and upbeat regardless of the topics and so on. So, again, thank you. Thank you, Belinda Bostic. And we will continue asking the questions, huh? Do you relate to the opposite sex? And, you know, in regard generally and specifically on certain things. But, again, thank you. God bless. Until next time, shout out to my city right here, City of Jackson, Big D, New York City, No Labels Org. There's a big meeting coming up in January. I'm a member of NAF, National Association of Female Executives. I'm a member of a few organizations. And I have been a member of No Labels Org, which is comprised of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. And there will be a meeting in New York City in January when it's time for the Congress to go back to work. And I just want to let you all know about that. Visit nolabels.org and create your profile and sign up to receive emails. And I'll be informing you all more about the meeting, and you can like their Facebook page also, and so you can be updated on what's going on. But I was contacted by the office in Washington, D.C. regarding a big meeting that's happening to get America back to working in January in New York City. And just want to let you all know about that, and I'll tell you more during the next broadcast also, and probably in the near future there will be a representative from NoLimits.org to tell you firsthand exactly what the meeting entails, you know. But pretty much we want to get America back to working. But thank you again, and until next time, shout out to all of them, everyone in the Mark community also. Visit my website. We still have the Cosmo sale going on with Cosmo Magazine to the end of the month. All sales at checkout time. Remember to enter Cosmo 20. So shout out to my Mark mentor, Whitney, my regional sales manager, Kelly, everyone in New York, Cincinnati, and all of this, and my fellow Marks, girls and guys, because there are more guys also. And just thank you and shout out to everyone at Avon also. I sold Avon when I was a preteen, and some clients ask me if I sell Avon also, but I only sell Marks. But visit me at mymarkstore.com/BethanyWilliams. And again, visit Belinda at funnelpartiesbybelindabostic.com. And if some of you all are headed out to the job fair, you might bump into me. So, you know, because it looks like I'm going, you know, 99.99 I'm going. But it looks like I'll be headed that way. So I will see you all there if you will be attending a workshop. I like going to workshops and stuff, so you pretty much see me at, like, the seminars and workshops. Okay, well, again, be good, and thank you so much. Here's Andre Simone, America.
Yeah.
Moments in love, out of nowhere.